It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. That's the telephone number. You can also send in your comments on Twitter to hashtag GiantsChat. Good morning, everybody. My name is John Schmelk, and the Giants have made another move in the offseason. They cleaned house a little bit early on in the month. Now they're starting to either add players or bring them back. And it all started with William Beatty, and this was one of the guys that we thought might have been one of the first guys the Giants made a move on. Look, here's the bottom line with Will Beatty, folks. The Giants did not release the terms of the deal, except for the fact that it was a five-year contract. If you look at all the reports out there, it seems to be in the area, if the reports are correct, in the five-year, $38 million or so area with $19 million guaranteed. So you take a look at that contract and say, wow, that's a lot of money. But look at this in the bigger picture, folks. Left tackles in this league are one of the most valuable and sought-after positions in football. They're difficult to find. Guys with the athleticism and the skill to block some of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And look at who the Giants have to face in the NFC East. DeMarcus Ware lines up on that side. Brian Arakpo, when he comes back, lines up on that side. Trent Cole lines up on that side. When the Giants play the 49ers, Justin Smith, Aldon Smith, they line up on that side. I can keep going down the list here, folks. It's a long one. So it's important to have a very good left tackle to protect Eli Manning's blind side. And William Beatty did an excellent job of that last year. He had some penalties, but for the most part, he kept Eli Manning clean. And if you're signing a top-notch left tackle in free agency, guess what? It's going to cost you upwards of $10 million a year, and the Giants got Will Beatty for a little under $8 million. So that's a pretty good deal, I think, for both sides. William Beatty gets locked up long-term, gets some guaranteed money. The Giants nurture a draft pick, and they get him to stay here long-term on a five-year contract. All good things for both sides. And this is a move the Giants had to make. If they didn't re-sign Will Beatty, they would have had to go out there and sign an equivalent left tackle in the free agent market, because there isn't another guy on this team that can play left tackle the way William Beatty can. So this was a pretty easy decision for the Giants, and in my opinion, a good one. Now, there are some risks here, and I thought Paul Schwartz did a very good job detailing them in his story in the New York Post this morning. He does have some back issues, Will Beatty, and they've been around for a year or two. And he missed a lot of the preseason last year, and he missed some of the training camp as well. And that's a problem. Back injuries can be consistent, they can be persistent, and they can be quite annoying and just not go away. So that could be a factor, an issue going forward. If you're the Giants, they'll have to monitor that. But I think there is confidence that since Beatty got through the full season, he should be able to continue. Has he had injury problems in the past as well, the retina, things of that nature? Yes. And I think that's the only danger with Will Beatty here is injuries. But in terms of a player and his job on the field and the work he's done, I believe that the Giants brought back a guy that makes them a better football team next year. Is he the best run blocker in the world? No, but he will protect your number one asset, Eli Manning, and that's really the most important thing. 201-939-4513, hashtag Giants chat on Twitter. Let's start with Skip in Virginia. Skip, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Skip. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm happy that the Giants signed Will Beatty, and protecting Eli is a good thing. So I think he'll be okay, and that'll be good. So the Giants have talent all across the board. I think they can win the Super Bowl. Of course, they've got the skills both sides of the ball. What I think we really need is to get the defense back on track, and I think they should bring back Spagnuolo. What do you think about that?
Well, I got to tell you, Skip, at this point in the offseason, if the Giants were going to make a move at defensive coordinator, they would have made it by now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I'm not, but I think their defense was ranked, 31st last year?
I think 28th.
So they got to do something there.
28th, I think, overall.
All right. So, but they've got the talent. They just don't play the right schemes, I think.
Remember, but that's in terms of yards per game. If you look at points per game, I can actually bring it up right now. The Giants do a much better job not giving up points as opposed to giving up yards. And in the end, what's the most important thing? The most important thing is that you don't give up points. Yards, in many ways, can be a little superfluous because you can give up yards. If you stop teams in the red zone, if you do a good job of turning teams over, you're not going to give a ton of points, but you might give up a lot of yards. So let me just take a quick look here at this overall defense, Skip, as I still have you on the line. The Giants' overall defense in terms of yards, I hate this. They put up the postseason stats first. We want regular season. There we go. In terms of yards per game, the Giants allowed the second most yards per game in the NFL. You're right. They were 31st. That's my fault. They gave up about 383 yards per ball game. That is a bad number. I will not argue that with you. It's not good. In terms of points per game, on the other hand, the Giants allowed, 344 points per game. That puts them at 21.5 points per game, which would rank them around 20th in the NFL. Take that back. That's even better than that. That'll put them at 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 13th in the NFL. So they were 13th in the NFL in terms of points allowed, Skip. But in terms of yards allowed, they were very bad. So in terms of points per game, the defense really didn't do that bad of a job last year.
Okay. Well, let's hope for a good year this year.
Now, Skip, and you know what? You're right, and I agree with you. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it, as always. I think the Giants' defense did have problems last year. I'm not trying to say the defense was awesome. It wasn't. They had their issues. But they only allowed 21.5 points per game. Again, that's about 12th in the NFL. That's not bad. Is it great? No. Is it terrible, though? No. Yeah, second worst in terms of yards, that's great. But if you don't give up the points, who really cares? It's a number. It's not what happens on the field. The whole point of defense is to stop the other team from scoring. If you do that, you're doing your job. Now, do they have to get better at stopping the run? Certainly. Do they have to get it to the quarterback better? Certainly. Do they have to prevent big plays down the field? Certainly. And do you have to bring in new personnel at linebacker and on the defensive line because you've lost guys? Canty, OC, Blackburn's a free agent, Boley's gone. Yes, across the board. But they were only 12th in terms of points allowed last year. So not quite as bad as that yard statistic might have you believe. 201-939-4513. Len is in Columbia, Maryland. Len, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, John?
What's up, Len? How are you, pal?
Good, good, good. Hey, we finally spent some money.
You know what? I thought of you yesterday when the Giants made the signing, and you kept asking the question, I'm tired of talking about who the Giants are going to let go. I want to know who they're going to sign. Well, there you go. You got Will Beatty.
I tell you, then it seemed like a pretty good contract for both parties, especially when, you know, you sign your contract. You know, I signed a contract to work a year for 40 years in a row, but nobody ever slid a check across the table for $12.5 million after I signed it. I tell you, it's a wonderful world.
Right.
You still there, John?
Yeah, I'm okay. Glenn, I'm with you.
Okay. Where do we I guess my question is there's still 20 free agents left.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them we're not going to sign. OC's probably going to sign somewhere else. But where do we? And there's probably going to be some folks who we're going to allow to go into free agency. But you know, 10 days to the start of free agency, maybe it's 11 days. Where do we go from here? How do we spend some more money? What do you think? There's a list. Who we working on today?
Well, Len, the way you look at it, too, is I think the Giants now, in order to make another move and re-sign somebody back, I think there might have to be a little bit of trimming that happens first. So I don't think you're going to get another signing in the next 2 or 3 or 4 days. That's a lot of money you committed to Will Beatty. And, again, all these numbers are unofficial. I think Ralph Vacchiano had it yesterday by his count. They're a couple million back over the cap. So maybe this is when you go to, you know, the Corey Websters, the David Deals, and even the Eli Mannings of the world and say, you know what? You know, much like Tom Brady did, move your money around a little bit, Eli. You think he has a $20 million cap hit. You know, don't lose money, but, you know, move it a couple years down the road to give the Giants more flexibility now. And I think Eli, being the type of guy and teammate that he is, and he cares about winning first and foremost, he'll be willing to do that. That's fine. But I think the next guy on your list, quite honestly, I think it's Kevin Booth. I think you want to bring back another guy that's done a good job on the offensive line. And I think Kevin Booth's probably the next guy on the list the Giants will try to bring back, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right on with that. I think we go to Booth, and I never like to use the word cheap when we're throwing around millions of dollars, but I think we can sign him to a fair contract also. I mean, Booth is 30 years old. He doesn't have a wide window here for keeping his career going, but I think we could probably sign him for more than 1 year. I think we've been signing him to one-year contracts, John.
Yeah, it's something like that. The thing about Booth, he doesn't have a ton of wear and tear in his body because he didn't play a whole lot his first four or five years in the league. So he might be 30, but in terms of wear and tear, he's probably only like 26 or 27. So I'd be comfortable giving him a four-year contract and think he can play that contract out.
Okay, I'm with that. But I think that's the right direction. I think we probably have to go to Booth next. And I think you're probably right about Eli. He's probably willing to talk about it anyway. I mean, if there's anybody, I know it's only a cap hit and not actually the salary that he'll draw this year. But if there's anybody whose cap hit is $20 million and is worth it, it's probably Eli. Given what we've accomplished with him and. You know, given the fact that he's probably got five or six more good years in him. God bless him. But I think he'll probably help us out also. After the combine is over, any new feelings on the draft, John? What are you thinking?
It's still a heavy front seven draft on defense, and that's where I think the Giants end up. I've looked at some of these mock drafts online, Len. People, the Giants taking a tight end in the first round. There is no chance on God's green earth that the Giants pick a tight end in the first round of this draft. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would agree with you. I think I'm zeroing in on defensive tackle. I think we need to get some, the kid from Ohio State, Hankins, and also Sylvester Williams. I'm all over Sylvester Williams.
He's a big boy.
These are two big guys. When you put in there with Linville and you bring Rodgers off the bench, it adds, and I'm probably making up a word here when as I go along, but it adds some stoutness to our defensive line. I'm tired of getting pushed back, and speed isn't everything along the defensive line. It's nice, and I know Tom values it highly, and he likes that 10-yard split, but I still think we need some big guys who, when the game is over, the center and the two guards on the other team know they've been in a football game.
There you go.
And, I want to hold that line of scrimmage and let those defensive ends do their thing, give the linebackers a little room to make some tackles. I'm for going more and more the closer we get to this draft and we get to free agency, I think we need to pick up on that defensive tackle position and draft somebody at that level. And what else, John? I don't have anything else for you. I'm thinking defensive tackle, and I wanted to congratulate you on the signing of Beatty because we finally spent some money.
Sounds good, Len. I appreciate it always, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one. 201-939-4513. I think Len made some good points, so I pretty much agree with all of them. Back to our phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, what's going on, pal? Where are you calling from? Rick, you there? All right, we're going to let Rick go. We're going to say hello to Nick up in Connecticut. Nick, good morning.
It's Vic.
I'm sorry. Oh, Vic, what's up, pal?
We got Rick, we got Nick, we got Vic, we got the whole crew.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great.
Hey, listen, I got just a couple comments on Will Beatty and a couple questions for you.
Sure, what do you got?
Beatty, I think, I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but Beatty, good choice. I think a couple weeks ago we talked a little bit about if we could get somebody for 7-8 versus 9-10.
Yep.
Would be a good deal, and he kind of falls in that category a little bit.
No question.
I guess the way you do the math, who knows, with the $39 million, whatever. So I think we won that battle there. I think he's happy. I don't think his back problems are going to be huge. I mean, hopefully he stays healthy. We kind of brought him up, but I would say to all the parents out there, boy, if you got a son who can be a left-handed pitcher, a good catcher, a good long snapper, or can play left tackle, start teaching them now. Because they make some good money, all four of those.
Well, I got to tell you, it is a little harder to play left tackle, I think, than be a long snapper. No offense intended to Zach Diassi now, but I think it's a little tougher to be a left tackle. You have to have certain physical attributes to be a left tackle, while a long snapper, you can get away with being a lot less physical, you know what I mean?
I guess the point I was trying to make is job security.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get $1 million for kind of putting your head down between your legs and snapping a ball 8 yards, for $1 million, I'm kind of liking that. So.
That is not a bad profession to choose, my friend.
Yeah. All you need is a tire on a rope in the backyard, and you can pretty much practice that. So I think, you know, the Will Beattie thing is good. I think we're seeing the result of Bolley and Canty and Bradshaw. That's, you know, it's probably kind of Will Beattie. And then I think maybe Webster and Roll down the line will maybe be Booth and Cruz. And then maybe some of David Deal will be Martellus Bennett. You know, hopefully that's kind of how it falls out a little bit. It seems like the plan. But the one of the questions I have for you is, you know, Eli. You know, Tom Brady the other day took an extension and, you know, kind of jockeyed some money around and stuff. And I don't know all the particulars. I don't claim to be a capologist.
No, none of us are, my friend. It's the most it feels like to me it's like the most complicated thing on the planet. I mean, seriously.
I don't even think the Giants guy who is the designated capologist knows what he's doing.
You know what? I think he's the one guy that does, to be honest with you. Kevin Abrams and Matt Harris, they know their cap stuff upstairs. But that is a full-time job for two people to understand the NFL salary cap. It is not for yeomans. You know what I mean?
You don't think he's got like a little black ball that he shakes and whatever comes up, that's what they do?
No, something tells me it's slightly more complex than that thing.
Okay, all right, then I won't apply for the job. but my point I was going to make is Eli's due like 13, 14, 15, 16 over the next couple of years. His salary kind of goes up, you know, base salary, if you will. And Brady kind of took a little bit of an adjustment. Do you think, and I know that we can't keep pushing salaries forward, you know, similar to Beattie, you got to be careful with the bonuses that get prorated forward and stuff,
right?
Because then you get whacked down the line. But my question with Eli is, do you think that there's some room for him to be able to accommodate the team? I know he did it once, you know, a couple of years ago, but do you think there's some space there where he could do something where he wouldn't paralyze them two or three years down the road when they owe him like $27 million. Could he help out in this situation too?
Well, look, I don't know what the official numbers are. No one really does. I'm just going based on what I'm reading on the internet. And this is off of one of the websites that have cap hits for quarterbacks year in, year out. And they basically have Eli's cap hits over the next 3 years at around $20 million each. So, and then he's a free agent in 2016. So my guess is what they can do is that they can push money into that last 2015 year. And then before the 2015 season, they can extend his contract once again and then push that money further down the road. And I know you're right. You got to worry about moving money down the road. Eventually, you're going to get slammed. However, when you have Eli Manning in his prime, you're 2 years off a Super Bowl. You don't want to sacrifice years now. If you have to sacrifice a year when maybe Eli's not quite as good and he's 37 or 38, I think you live with that. But you don't want to sacrifice prime years of Eli Manning when he's 30, 31 years old. You know what I mean?
So it's kind of the Brady theory where they kind of pushed money forward and then extended him out to his 40. And it's kind of the same theory. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and what you can do, you move the guaranteed money later. Because that's what Tom Brady did. Basically, where he got a benefit and the reason he was willing to do it is now the last three seasons of Tom Brady's contract are actually guaranteed. So when Tom Brady's 40, the Patriots are going to have to pay him $13 million no matter what. Now, that stinks for them, but much like the Giants, they have a window now where they have Tom Brady playing his best football. You want to try to win now. You sacrifice a couple years down the road. And quite frankly, that's probably going to be a rebuilding year. It's very hard for teams to go from one star quarterback to another star quarterback and stay competitive for the Super Bowl. So that's when you take the hit. That's when you rebuild. You get your number one, number two draft pick. You know, you go 3-13, and you start the rebuilding process. You don't want to do that now, though.
Yeah, I agree, you know, and I would say, and I'm happy to be part of Belichick and Brady's dilemma because it's well advertised. I'm not a huge Patriots fan, which I've said many times, because over the last few years, I think we've put the urgency in the Patriots to win now because of our two Super Bowls. So that's all I got. I think we're moving in the right direction. Free agency's coming. I think this was the first good move. I'm hopeful that there's more good moves down the road.
Vic, no problem. I appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, you take care.
Good job. Thank you very much, man. Good to hear from you, Vic. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can go to hashtag Giants Chat. And like I said, I think this is a good deal, not only for the Giants, but for Will Beattie as well. He just fits. He's a guy the Giants have nurtured as a draft pick that they've brought in. They taught. He knows the way. He's a good guy. He's a team guy. He doesn't make waves in the locker room. And for a really good left tackle, you're going to have to pay upwards of $10 million a year. They got him for between 7 and 8 if the reports out there are correct. So I think when you look at it, that's how you have to judge this. Is it a lot of money? Sure. But this is the money you have to spend on a left tackle in the NFL. That's reality. Those are the facts of life as the statement says. So that's how you look at it if you're the Giants. It's a move they had to make, and it was a good one. 201-939-4513. I had a chance the other day to catch up with Kevin Booth, another Giants free agent on the offensive line. I had a chance to talk to him about the offseason and his pending free agency status on Giants.com. You can watch the interview there, but I will play it back now on Giants.com on Big Blue Kickoff Live. And Kevin, you know, he's one of the better guys in the team out of Cornell. He's, you know, 30, but again, doesn't have a lot of wear and tear in his body. Didn't play a whole lot earlier in his career. So I think he has a lot of years left on him. He can play another 3 or 4 at a high level. I don't see why not. He's versatile. He can play center. He can play guard. Some people think he can actually get out there and play tackle as well. But he's a very good player and very useful for the Giants. Here's my interview with Kevin Booth from the other day.
Kevin, first of all, we're kind of right around the corner of free agency here.
Right.
How has this process been leading up to it? Are there some nerves involved? How do you approach it as a player?
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's more anxiety. You want to kind of figure out things. So, you know, I'm enjoying it, seeing how things go and control the things that I can control and see how everything plays out.
Now, you do want to be back with the Giants. Is that your number one goal?
Well, of course. I think you always want to stay with a very successful organization such as the Giants that has done everything for me that I could possibly dream of, and we've been incredibly successful, and it's a great organization.
All right, let's look back at the season a little bit.
Right.
First things first, your position group, the offensive line. How would you judge overall the unit's performance over the course of the year?
A little inconsistent, but you know, taking steps in the right direction. I thought that there were times where we looked very good and other times where we didn't play up to par. So, you know, it's improvement, but we have to figure out that consistency on a normal basis, and then I think we'll do very well.
And that wasn't just your group. The team was inconsistent from week to week.
Yeah.
Is there a way as a player in the offseason to figure out a way to prevent that inconsistency next year?
Well, we have to figure it out. You know, whatever it is, I'm sure if it was an easy fix, Coach Coughlin would have figured it out during the season. So, you know, it's something that we have to work on, and I'm confident that with this group that we'll figure things out in a hurry.
Now, if there's one thing that's constant in the NFL, it's change. And
right.
You've seen already this offseason the Giants have made some very difficult decisions.
Right.
Amai Bradshaw, Chris Canty, Michael Boley. Looking at that as a player, is that something you just get used to in the NFL, or does it still bother you a little bit?
It's tough to get used to that, you know, when you see highly successful guys that have to move on. But then you understand that that's the way the NFL is. You know, it's the tough side of the league. And, you know, you wish those guys the best. They were three great teammates of ours. So, you know, we wish them nothing but the best, and I'm sure that they'll continue to have highly successful careers.
All right, final question. Where does Kevin Booth want to get better? Where do you want to improve heading into next year?
I think it's everything. You know, I think that looking back on the film, I can improve in run blocking and pass blocking. So, you know, just working on those things, and that's what the offseason is all about. So getting better and looking forward to next season.
Kevin, appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants offensive lineman Kevin Booth on Giants.com. And you can watch that interview on Giants.com. It's posted right up there. And now that interview happened, by the way, before I had the announcement of the Will Beattie signing, as I clearly would have asked Kevin about Will Beattie signing, but can't go back in time and change things. So there you go. But Kevin Booth obviously wants to be back. I think the Giants want him back. So that should be something that the Giants get done, I think. In my opinion, I think he's next on the agenda. I think he's ahead of Martellus Bennett on the priority list. And, of course, you have Victor Cruz, too, who's a restricted free agent. But I think since he's restricted, the Giants can take their time with him and figure out where he wants to go. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Our final call of the program is Dave in Rochester. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, brother.
What's going on?
Man, I'm still mad I missed my Dottino last Friday.
It is on Giants.com. It is archived. You can check it out, Dave. We actually had, so this will only be a half-hour show. Dottino and I, Dave, went for a full hour, and we did about 45 minutes on Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks and the tough decision the Giants are going to have to face and how much money they give which, who's a priority, can they bring back both. It was actually a heck of a conversation, so I would definitely suggest you and everybody else out there that's concerned about Victor Cruz to check that out. Last Friday, it's archived on Giants.com.
Very, very good. Do you see him coming back anytime soon again?
Oh, yeah. We will mix Paul in a couple times over the next couple of weeks, no question.
Very good. My question
we also, but Dave, but we also going to try to mix in Pat Hanlon a time or two during the offseason as well, but I'm not sure he's going to be willing, but we'll work on it.
That would definitely be a nice one.
I know.
My question is, they got Tom Brady, and now you got Roethlisberger mixing up his contract to try to fit people in. Would they ever consider? I know Eli's only doing about, well, not only, but he's got about $13 million coming this year. Maybe would they ever consider reconstructing him to kind of do the same kind of thing that those other teams are doing?
Yeah, you know, Dave, the funny thing about it, Dave, is depending on the website you look at, I know RotoWorld at Eli down at $13 million for this year in terms of a cap, but I've seen another website that has him at $20. I've seen other media reports have him down at $20. I don't have the official numbers, but whether it's 13 or whether it is 20, and I'm not sure which one it is, to be totally honest with you, and those are not facts or information that the Giants make public or release in terms of details of their contracts. Because, quite frankly, the players don't want it, they don't want it, and they'll work out the finances inside. But whether it's 13 or 20, I think Eli would be willing to do the similar thing that Brady and Roethlisberger did. Not take less money, per se, but just move stuff around, change things to signing bonus, roster bonuses, things like that, to preserve some Giants cap space for this offseason.
But the thing is, do we see that happening? Is that I guess it's a possibility, but is there any rumor, or do you think they would even consider doing that this year?
Oh, sure they would. I don't think there's any doubt, because right now, if the speculation and the outside reports and numbers are true, the Giants are once again over the cap. So if they want to go and make other moves and bring other guys back, guess what? You're going to have to trim more salary. And that's not necessarily cutting people like you did with Boley and Bradshaw and Canty, but it could be restructuring contracts. So I think Eli would be a guy that could be a candidate to do something like that.
Well, John, I thought since they made the moves with Canty and Boley and Bradshaw, I thought they were down a little bit. I thought they were about $3 million under by now.
Well, they were, but now with the signing of Beattie, they've popped back over again.
They popped back over. I see. Okay. Very cool. Thank you. And where's Lance been? What's he doing?
I will get Lance to call in on one of the shows next week. Now, I do have some bad news. Tomorrow, I've got to go to an event with Stevie Brown. He's reading to some kids in New Jersey, so we'll be covering that for the website. And then I am taking a four-day weekend, so I'll be off on Monday and Tuesday. So we're not going to have a show for the next few days. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, man, so not till next Wednesday.
Yep, that's what it looks like, my friend. And I will make an effort to get Lance Mendel on the phone for one show next week.
Very good. All right, man. Enjoy your time off, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, Dave. Thanks a lot, guys. And, yeah, that's a heads-up programming note, everybody. Tomorrow we are covering Stevie Brown reading at a school. I will be off next Monday or Tuesday. So, unfortunately, no Big Blue Kickoff Live, but we'll be back middle of next week. And March's going to be a busy month. We got a bunch of shoots, a couple days off here or there, Easter holiday, end of the year. So we are going to miss some days, but don't worry. You can check out the archives of those old shows, and we have a bunch of other great video content on Giants.com as well. I think you know, like one big feature we have coming up in March, we're going to take a look at all the Giants draft classes and give fans a chance to vote on which draft class they think is the best in a March Madness type of fashion. So that should be a lot of fun. Make sure you stay tuned for that on Giants.com. Everybody, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate a good job on the phones, a good job on Twitter. My name is John Schmoke. It's all brought to you by Angie Mark. We will see you next Wednesday on Giants.com for Big Blue Kickoff Live at 10 a.m. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.